Hello.
Thank you for calling in earlier to XPO. This is Angela. I'm giving you your call back. How can I help you?
Well, we have two items that are being delivered, and we'd like to get them delivered at the same time if possible.
Okay. I can help you with that issue. So please have the phone numbers associated with your order.
Okay.
It's 509-421-2583.
All right. Thank you for that information. Give me 1 minute to get this pulled up out the system for you, then we'll go from there.
Okay.
All right, she's ready to see you. Go ahead.
What's that?
I said, she's ready to see your order in less than 30 seconds. It's processing.
Oh, okay.
I'm not seeing it under that number. Are you, what's the name of the store you bought these items from?
Costco.
Okay, she'll pull up. Hold on. Let me check one more place.
We don't lose our call.
Oh. All right, I'm checking another system. Hold on just a second.
Have you returned the other appliance back or they're returning it?
Oh, okay. Get rid of the currencies and. You said 509-421-2583, correct?
That's what it. That's what you've been calling us at. Yes,
okay.
That's correct.
That's how it was ordered.
Not pulling up anything.
I know, and when I went to your website and I couldn't pull up anything on there either.
Okay, is there another phone number? It won't pull up the alternate number. If you have another number, that's the main number. It's gonna system will call both numbers. So is it another number? It could be.
It's possible. If the other number would be 509-665-6547.
All right, thank you. Hold on a moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I pulled it up. Is it Mark Higby?
Yes.
Okay, it's in another system. Hold on. Mr. Higby, what's your address?
The address that it should be is 11696 South Lakeshore Road in Chelan.
That's what I have. Okay. Hold on just a second. I'm pulling up the actual PO because it's two of them.
Yes.
What's the email address?
It's mehigbee. That's all one word. At hotmail.com.
Okay. I just want you to schedule. You ready to schedule this?
I'm not sure what you're saying.
It's ready for you to schedule. They called you to schedule. Are you ready to schedule this today? It's a Gray Cove Full Firm. I don't know what that is. I don't work for a store. So
the mattress.
Yeah, I don't understand what their descriptions are, but that's what it says.
And what's the other one?
Let me see. That one's not in yet. Hold on just a second.
The computer says it's in.
What computer?
The
website.
The Innovel. Innovel is the company that then subcontracts with you, as far as I know, and they say it's in Spokane. They say it's in the same spot, but I don't know that.
All right. I'm not going to argue with you, sir. What you're talking about is it's probably at the warehouse. What I'm talking about is they hadn't scanned it yet. They have to scan it first. They have to physically pick it up and scan it. Like if you're at Walmart and you have a TV, you have to come around and scan it.
Okay. Well, anyway, it would be way easier for you and for us if you delivered those two together since they're a bed.
Well, you're going to have to wait till they give you a call and tell you to call in and scan and schedule this one. Because that takes two or 3 days to process. They did it for the other one. They haven't done it for this one.
Well, okay.
I couldn't schedule you if I wanted to, because they hadn't scanned it yet. They hadn't physically picked it up and scanned it. I can't schedule it in the status. It says it's still pending receipt.
Can you see the? Can you see it there? And it says it's pending receipt.
Mm-hmm. That's why we're seeing two different things. You're saying that it's at the warehouse, which may be true. But once it reaches the warehouse, it takes 2 to 3 days to process, which it goes back to what I said. They have to physically pick it up and scan it. And that's when the system will call you. When they scan it in, the system will automatically call you. Everything is automated. It'll call you and tell you that your item is ready.
Yeah, and it's done that twice.
So yeah, only for the other item.
Okay.
Now, if you want the system to stop calling you for the other item, we can go ahead and scan. We can go ahead and schedule that sometime next week and get the other one time. You can schedule it when they call you so you won't be confused, because the system's going to keep calling you about the other item, and you won't know when the other one is ready. You're going to keep calling in and schedule that one.
Okay, so how do I know when they're both ready?
That's what I'm telling you. We can schedule one of them so the system will stop calling you. So the next call you get is going to be the other one that's ready. And when they call you for that one, that's when you'll schedule it to match the first one. You just have to schedule it for like next Friday or Saturday. Give it enough time.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Okay. You want to do that?
Yes.
Okay, let's do that. So this system will stop calling you. When next call you get, you're going to know it's the new item that's ready.
Okay.
So hold on just a second. That's how I usually do it. I've been here a while.
Good.
Well, good. Because, the website, it says go to tracking.xbo.com, and it doesn't recognize us at all.
Okay. Well, we're going to check the tracking number for this. You probably have two of them. But we'll look at it before I let you get off the phone. Hold on just a second.
Yeah, right in there.
I'm going to save your email address. I'm going to save that.
Okay.
Then we're going to schedule one of them. So now when you get a call, it won't be that one anymore. It's going to be the one the second one. It's going to be the second one telling you to schedule, okay? So you'll be able to know the difference.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Mondays are your only day for delivery. I would not suggest doing this Monday because the other one won't be ready.
Well, this Monday's a holiday.
Exactly. So the next Monday is going to be the first. Mondays and Wednesdays are the only days that they come out. You want the first or the third?
The Wednesday I have a doctor's appointment, so I guess the first.
Oh, okay. Now, remember, when I'm scheduling you for the first, for the one that's ready, when they call you, tell them to schedule the other one on the first as well.
Okay.
Yeah, if it's packed, tell them to send an email to the warehouse and ask them to schedule both of them. They can force schedule both, because if they come in with one, they can go ahead and do both. We can't do it, but they can.
Okay.
So who is it? Oh, okay. So who do I have to tell that to?
If you call back the schedule,
yes,
and they tell you that the first is full and they can't schedule you for the first, you already have one item scheduled on that day. Tell them to write the warehouse. We're not the warehouse. This is Alabama. We're not in your state. Tell them to write the warehouse that's in your state and ask them to schedule that. If they tell you, only if they tell you it's packed and they can't schedule you for the first, for the early item, because by the time you call back in, it might be packed, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, so the warehouse can schedule both of them, but we can't here. But the warehouse in your state can, okay? But I got you scheduled for 6-1 for your other item. Just remember, that's the date, okay? Mondays and Wednesdays are the only days they come out to your area.
Yeah.
All right, anything else?
Is there any way that I can contact the warehouse or no?
No.
They
can't do anything for you. All they're going to do is, if we call the warehouse, they're going to tell me the same thing I just told you, that it's pending receipt. It means he's out there in the trailer, and then if you sent your wife a teddy bear, he could be in the middle trailer aisle of 5. And, like, your website for the company that you bought the item from, I'm going to tell you that it's there. It is there. But they won't know it's there till they get to that middle trailer and actually pick up your teddy bear and scan the tag on his ear. That's when the system will call you and tell you that they have your teddy bear.
Yeah.
Which is Gizlet. Okay, that's how that works. All right, any other questions?
Yeah, are you going to give me the tracking numbers? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, all right, hold on just a second. You ready?
Yes.
All right, the one that I scheduled you for, the tracking number is C as in cat, 008-470-004-574-07. That's the one that I scheduled you for. This is the one that you're waiting on. You ready?
Okay. Yes.
C as in cat, 008-470-004-691-38. And that item that you're waiting on, it says full foundation. I guess that's the foundation for your bed.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's what you're waiting on. Okay, anything else?
No. Well, yeah. What did you say your name was?
I'm Angela. I'm one of the supervisors here. Yes, sir.
It sounds to me like you got that supervisor job because you were competent. Great job.
Thank you so much, okay? And just remember what I told you. You schedule for 6-1. When they call you, the next one that they call you about is going to be one that I just told you that they're pending receipt. That it's at the warehouse. They just have to process it. So they're more than likely going to call you next week for that item, okay? And if they don't, just call in Wednesday and check on it. Around Wednesday evening, okay? All right. Enjoy your item.
I do have another question for you.
Go ahead,
how
Mr.
Can
Higby.
Every time the automated system, every time it calls us, it tells us to call back to a different phone number. What's that all about?
Oh, they have different numbers. I have no idea. But most of the time they route them to us here in Alabama or the customer service in Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they have different numbers for the warehouses and stuff, for different systems. It's just, it's different.
Yeah.
I have different numbers.
Possible.
I can tell you to call us back on now, or I can give you 2 or 3 different ones.
Yeah, that's
different.
Why I wondered. Every time it's told us a different number.
I can give
you
one. I can give you a good one. You still got your pen? It's gonna. All right. Every time you call us, you're gonna always get an agent. More than likely here in Alabama, it's 855-472-9225. That's all you got to do. Also, when you get ready to get your delivery and they give you a time frame, they're going to give you a 4-hour time frame the night before. All right.
Okay.
So just remember, if you miss that, just call that same number I just gave you. Any questions, ETA on the day of your delivery, all of that, same phone number. Okay. When you get ready to reschedule, same phone number.
Okay. And if you have if it's possible for you to email those tracking numbers and that phone number to us, that would be great.
We can't email from here. We can't email customers. Okay. We can only do intercompany. The warehouse can send you emails that's in your state, but we can't. We can only send information to them.
Alrighty.
All right.
Well,
just good luck.
You're
welcome. Thank you for calling in the XPO today. Y'all enjoy your item, Mr. Higby. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.